we know, we're in the season of tshuva, aseres yimei tshuva, when the Gemara says, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo. This is the time when we are supposed to seek out the Ribono shel Olam, because now is when he is found more prominently than throughout the rest of the year. And our primary responsibility at this time of year is to contemplate tshuva, to think about the aspects of our lives that need to be fixed, that can be repaired. And I mentioned last year, I mention it every year, that Rav Moshe Feinstein once made a comment that if only people would ask me shailas about tshuva the same way they ask me about basar b'chalav and about hilchos nida and taras hamishpacha and everything else, the laws of tshuva are also very complicated and very intricate and not simple at all. So there was somebody who came over to me on Shabbos and he said, I have a shaila about tshuva. So I said, oh, I was all excited. I said, what is it? He said, I don't really. I just want you to know that I remembered. So maybe I'll think about it this year and I'll have some kind of question. So anyway, let us begin. The Mishnah writes in Maseches Yuma in the 8th Perek, and Maseches Yuma talks a lot about the laws, the intricate details of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Then in the end of the Masechta, it talks about what's practical for us today. Without a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Kohen Gadol, we don't offer Karbanos. And there in the 8th Perek of Maseches Yuma, the Gemara describes how one is supposed to experience Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara first begins with all of the prohibitions. We have 5 different categories of prohibitions on Yom Kippur, and then we are told the details about tshuva. And there the Mishnah says, the Pasuk says, Ki bayom hazeh yichaper aleichem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. On this day you will become purified in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah, Avera shebein adam lamakom yom hakipur mechaper. When one violates something that is strictly limited to himself and God, then Yom HaKippurim is able to absolve him of that sin. However, Avera shebein adam lachavero, if somebody violated an issue which is more of an interpersonal responsibility, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ad Sheyiratza Es Chavero. Yom Kippur will not help until you go and you appease that friend, until you go and you have a conversation with that person. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, Siman Tav Reish Vav, the Shulchan Aruch repeats what the Gemara says. Avero Shebein Adam LaChavero Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ad Sheyifaisenu. When you have an Avera that is between man and his friend, so then you need to go and have a conversation with that person. Va'afilu lo hiknitu ela bidvarim, says the Shulchan Aruch. Even if you just made a snide remark, even if you rolled your eyes at him, even if you just did something that you think is very simple, but it was hurtful to that person, says the Shulchan Aruch, that also requires our attention, and we need to do something about making sure that that is going to be rectified. Now, there are 2 components for the tshuva process to be effective. One is, says the Gemara here, Yom HaKippurim. And number 2, Ad Sheyiratza Es Chavero. Some people misunderstand this and they think, oh, as long as I worked it out with him, then it's good enough. No, sometimes you can have a friend and you wronged him and you build up the courage to go and say you're sorry and you have a very intense conversation and you work it all out and now you're back on good terms. Says the Gemara, that's not good enough. Even if it's Bein Adam LaChavero, the Gemara says clearly you need both components. You need, number 1, a tshuva between yourself and that other individual. Number 2, you need to make up between yourself and the Ribono Shel Olam as well. Which is a chiddush, which is very interesting, that when I have interpersonal issues, it not only touches upon my friend, but it also touches upon my relationship with God Himself. And this is mentioned by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Ma'amarim. And it's something that really the Rishonim already discuss as well. Rabbi Yonah writes in his commentary on Maseches Avos, Im yazik adam es chavero. If somebody does something that is damaging to their friend, you would think, that's not an issue between me and God at all. That's between me and my friend. Ein lo lachshov, says Rabbi Yonah. Do not think ki alav chata velo lahashem yizbarach. Don't think you have only wronged your friend and God is left out of this equation. Absolutely not. Ki gam lahashem chata, because when you violated something which has implications for another human being, says Rabbeinu Yonah, gam lahashem chata, v'hu tovea ala hezek kebal din, and God will be able to have a claim against you the same way the other person has a claim against you. And therefore what the Mishnah teaches us is that you have to be careful that Yom HaKippurim we focus not only on Bein Adam Lamakom, but Yom HaKippurim we focus on Bein Adam LaChavero as well. That is critical, that Yom Kippur is a time that we think about both. And on top of that, the Gemara says, not only do we need Yom HaKippurim to absolve us of the sin, Bein Adam LaChaveiro and Bein Adam LaMakom, we have an additional component, which is Ad SheYifaisenu. You have to go to your friend and have a conversation with him. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a very surprising comment. Simon Tef Reish Zayin, he says, Avonos SheHisvada Aleim BeYom HaKippurim SheAvar. Let's say, when I was 20 years old, I had a certain Yetzihara. I ate non-kosher food. Whatever it was, I went to a non-kosher restaurant, I wasn't careful, and now I grew up a little bit, and I got beyond that issue, I no longer have to struggle with that, and now I'm struggling with something else. Now I'm struggling with Lashon Hara, or I'm struggling, whatever it might be. So the Shulchan Aruch says, even though when I was 20 and 21 and 22, 22, 23, while I was struggling with those issues of kashrus, I spent my Yom Kippur focusing on those issues, and I got a kapara, afilu hachi, says the Shulchan Aruch, even though I took care of that already, and I got it out of the way, it's a previous part of my life, yachol lachzor ulehisvados alehem. Now that I'm older, I can once again go back and think about those issues that I had in my previous life, in my previous history, even though I already had many Yom Kippurs that have passed, and I already think that I took care of it, says the Shulchan Aruch, you always have the right to go back, and to once again repeat the fact that you are sorry about some mistake in judgment that you had made. Writes the Mishnah Brura, Af bein adam lachaveiro. This works not only if I had a problem in Hilchas Kashrus, but it works even bein adam lachaveiro. Ganav v'gazal uchedome. Let's say I was involved in something where I stole from another human being. Af al pisha machalo v'heishev es agzela. Even though I went back to that person and I returned that which I stole from them, still, he says, even though I already made up with that person, I gave them back the money, and they have already accepted my tshuva. They've accepted the money back, and they have said that it is okay. Still, writes the Shulchan Aruch, this is something that I can repeat on a future Yom Kippur. Because the bottom line is, even if I made up with that person already, writes the Mishnah Brura, I still have to figure out how to appease God for the stealing. After all, God is the one who said, Lo Sigzo. So even though I did something that affected another human being, I also did something that affected God at the same time. And even though I think I got the Gzela out of the way, that does not mean that God is going to be okay with it. Just because my friend is okay with it, God might still be angry at me for that. And therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, every year you have the right once again to think about that and to consider that to be a part of your davening. So I just got an email, literally 5 minutes before I came to shul for this year, I got an email from a Rebbe in a high school in New Jersey. And he writes to me that they had some kind of brachos bee last year, and one of the kids, it turns out, was one of the finalists, and he won $36 to a local restaurant, which no longer exists. Now, it happens to be, how did he get the answer? How did he win? He writes me the story here that he saw there was a piece of paper on the floor that had the answer that he did not know. And therefore, because he cheated, he then was able to win over the rest of his friends, and he won the $36 to the Chinese restaurant that no longer exists. So he wants to know. It's amazing. An 11th grader asked this question. How does he do tshuva b'yom HaKippurim? He wants to return the money, but who does he return it to? Does he give it back to the owner of the restaurant? The restaurant is no longer in existence. Does he give it to the student who came in second place? It is not clear which student he should have to pay, because the kid in the class that he beat would not have necessarily won. So maybe it would have been somebody else.
It also has no value. It still had no value if he gave it.
So it has no value now, but the question is, how do we consider that? And I thought this was an amazing question. And then I realized, even if you figure out how to get around this problem, number one, that an 11th grade kid is so worried about his tshuva, I'm very amazed by that and I'm inspired. But aside from that, even if you figure out who you're going to give it back to, what about the fact that you angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Mishnah Brura, Mikal Makom Bein Adam LaChaveiro Chata, and you have the opportunity to go back every Yom Kippur and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechila, not just your friend. Even if you are Meshev Es Agzela, you did what you were supposed to do, you asked your Mechila from the other person, you still need to go back again. Now, when describing one who tries to gain Mechila from another person, the Gemara says as follows, Amar Rav Chisda, Tzarech Lefaiso, there's a whole process of how you do it, and the Rambam then elaborates on that process, and he tells us the following, Lo Ratza Chaveiro Limchalo, says the Rambam, what happens if I did everything I was supposed to? I go with sincerity to my friend, and I know that I wronged him. And now I have a conversation with him, and he says, absolutely not. You damaged my reputation. You did something to me that was very hurtful, and therefore I am not accepting your mechila. Says the Rambam, lo ratza chaveiro limcholo. What if your friend is so hurt, he's so upset by what it is that you did, that he doesn't want to accept your tshuva? Mevi lo shuro shel gimel b'nei adam. You then bring three people into the equation, and in front of them you say, I've done this wrong to my friend, and therefore I would like to ask his mechila. And then the Rambam says, if once again he doesn't respond, and he's not interested in being mochel you, the Rambam says, I have a responsibility to do this process three times. Lo ratza, after three times, humiliating myself in front of other people, I told him what I did, I asked him his mechila, and he is reluctant to grant me the mechila. Manicho v'holechlo. That's it. What more can I do? V'zeh shalom machal hu hachote. Now the tables turn, says the Rambam. He who refuses to grant you mechila, even though you're coming with sincerity, and you really feel that you're sorry for what it is that you've done, and there are no long-lasting, devastating consequences to whatever it is that you did to him. Let's say, for example, people attack each other on social media. So you don't understand what the devastating consequence is going to be later on. Even if you ask him mechila, what does it help to ask him mechila? What about the thousands of people who saw it already and it's too late? You damaged your reputation. That's a major question, the Gemara says. How do you deal with that when it's not just, oh, I'm sorry, I stole something from you, let me give it back. This is much more serious than that. Well, anyway, here the Gemara says, the Rambam says, Zeh shalom machal, if I did everything I was supposed to do, and I approached him sincerely three times, I went in front of other people, three different circumstances, I got him when he was calm, I didn't get him when he was angry, and yet he's not willing to be mochel, says the Rambam, Zeh shalom machal hu hachote. This person who doesn't find in his heart a place to be mochel me, he is now the chote. Writes the Pri Chadash, after I've gone three times to ask him his mechila, now Yom HaKippurim is going to work. Even though he didn't grant me mechila. How do you know? Says the Pri Chadash, because if you look in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah describes the process of asking mechila for an Avera ben Adam lachavero, the Mishnah says, Ad sheyiratza es chavero shlosha pa'amim. Until you go and yiratzeh, doesn't say ad sheyisratzeh, doesn't say until he is appeased, it says until I try to appease him. It's not in my control whether he's going to accept it. And therefore, says the Pri Chadash, if I tried my best, and I followed the formula, and I did whatever I was supposed to do, and he's reluctant to accept it after all that, then he says, Yom HaKippurim will be able to absolve me because there's nothing more that I have the ability to do. Now, this is very hard to understand. Why should that be the case? If I made some kind of mistake and it damaged you, and now you're not accepting my tshuva, why should it be that Yom Kippur takes care of it? After all, I still hurt you, and you still feel hurt. So how does that work? So the Acharonim explained the reason why is because one of the most important aspects, one of the most important elements of tshuva is the recognition of what I did, and the fact that I'm being honest and willing to humiliate myself in the fact that I come and I humble myself before you and I say, look, I'm embarrassed by what it is that I did. Busha is so much a part of the process. For anyone who was here last night by the tshuva drasha that we showed in shul, it was just amazing. But the second part of what Rav Soloveitchik spoke about, he explained why Kol Nidre is important to be done before Yom Kippur. I can really ask, if after all Yom Kippur is going to take care of all of my averos, so then it should take care of any neder that I may have made also? Why do I have to single out Kol Nidre? Why do I have to talk about Hataras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah? Why should I do that if after all Yom Kippur is going to absolve me? And he built up a whole beautiful thesis to explain that the reason why is because I have to show that I'm embarrassed of what I did. I have to show that I want to wipe it out as quickly as I can. I don't want to wait till Yom HaKippurim. And I want to take care of it as quickly as I can. And here there's a method to do that by doing the Hataras Nedarim or by doing the Kol Nidre before the rest of Yom Kippur will pass. And therefore he builds up the thesis that we assume that one of the critical components to tshuva is the busha, the fact that I'm embarrassed over what it is that I did. And therefore the Acharonim say, somebody who goes to his friend and he embarrasses himself and he humiliates himself three times already to go in front of other people and admit what he's done wrong, such a tremendous madrega, and you're not willing to accept it, okay, too bad. You don't want to accept it, the Rambam says, hu achote, the tables turn and now you are the one who's doing wrong. However, how is it that I was granted a mechila? How is it that I was granted a tshuva process? The answer is, because I still did the busha component of that, which is a very important part. And he brings a proof to this. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma that Rav once had some kind of personal issue with a local slaughterhouse with the local butcher, whatever it may have been. And the Gemara says, Erev Yom Kippur, he goes to the butcher, and he wants to give him the opportunity to ask him achila, and he starts walking in front of his butcher shop, and he wants to try to encourage him to come outside and have a conversation with him, and the butcher won't hear anything of it. And the question is, why is Rav going out of his way to do that? Rav was a great tzaddik, and Rav wanted to make sure this man got a mechila. So why don't you just say, Hinani mochel, I am mochel b'leib shalem to this butcher that did something wrong to me, that stole from me. Why wasn't that sufficient? Why didn't he just make a declaration in front of others that said, I let him get away with it and he doesn't have to worry, I don't want him to be punished? The answer is, because if a person thinks that they can be granted a mechila without going through that sense of humiliation, that sense of busha for what it is that I did wrong, that is not a process of tshuva at all. That is not a mechila at all. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik spoke about last night when we heard it, when he said that so much of the process of what we need to go through now is the feeling of busha, of understanding, I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed, I'm humiliated for what it is that I've done, and therefore without that, it is impossible for a person to ever be granted a mechila Bein Adam Lachaveru. Even though we say in Kriya Shema Lamita, Hinani Mochel, I don't want anyone to be punished on my behalf. It's true. That's as far as you're concerned. But as far as the person who did the crime, who did the evil, it would require them to have a sense of busha, a sense of embarrassment. And without that, it is almost impossible. This really, the Acharonim write, is what the Medrash writes in the Tanchuma, and with this we'll close. What if I go and I ask Mechila in front of a bunch of people, and it turns out, Lo Kibelosi, he doesn't want to take me? Then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roeh Shehishpil Atzmo, God will see that I have been willing to lower myself and to humiliate myself, to go and supplicate before my friend and ask him to please grant me a mechila, umerachim alav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to forgive you, because that is so much a critical component of everything that tshuva is about, is that somebody has to be willing to own up to what it is that they've done, and to take the responsibility of the shame that comes along with that. And sometimes there's tremendous shame, but that is a very important component to everything that tshuva is all about.